Hi, I'm Donovan with another episode of Azure Friday. I'm here with Rick, and we're going to learn about setting up a high availability node cluster using Bitnami. Welcome to the show, Rick.
Thank you.
So what do you do at Bitnami?
I am the Vice President of Engineering.
Oh, perfect. So tell me about this high availability cluster. Is this like a Docker cluster, or is this using IaaS VMs? What is it actually?
What I'm going to demo today is just using good old VMs that you're familiar with.
Perfect. So I don't have to go learn about Docker or how to create an image or repositories. I can take my Node app, put it on 3 VMs or 4 VMs or however many VMs I want, and make sure that I have a high availability application.
That's right. And I'll show you how to do that. Now, if you are interested in Docker, we make Helm charts and Docker images.
Great.
That you can use to do the same demo, the same setup in Kubernetes or ACI or
awesome. So when I'm ready to grow up, or I shouldn't say necessarily grow up, but when I'm ready to change my technology from VMs to more of a managed, containerized, you're going to be there to help me with that.
Oh,
as well.
Absolutely. We have all the documentation, all the containers that you need. We are finding a lot of our customers, or a lot of your users right now, they just have a lot of VMs in play.
Sure.
Right now. They don't really have a big reason to change what they're doing right now. So we still offer all of our solutions in Azure images that people can just use in a tried and true.
Why don't you tell me a little bit more about the company itself and who Bitnami is?
Sure. So Bitnami publishes, it's got to be like way over 120 applications. We have an automated build system for those applications. So every day we're finding updates, patches, we automatically rebuild them, automatically test them, automatically push those images to Azure and other cloud providers.
Okay.
So in that way, if you're using Bitnami, you can get the most up-to-date images of all kinds, whether they're Docker images or VMs, VHDs, whatever you need. They'll be the most up-to-date, the most secure, but we also optimize them for the platforms that we're targeting. And for you as an end user, there's no cost to you at all. So they're absolutely free to use all of our assets.
Great. So I go into the marketplace in Azure, I can find a Bitnami image that has basically the entire stack on that image ready for me to rock and roll. I simply deploy that, and the only thing I pay for then is just the compute. But I don't have to pay for your service or that image that you've actually produced.
Exactly.
Got it. Okay, so show me how it actually works. So I know who you are now, but I'm kind of curious of the app that you're going to show us and how we get it to
sure.
work.
Sure. I made a quick diagram just so I can explain it to folks. So we use an ARM template that you can just fill in a form to make everything work. And we use a load balancer on the front end. And that will pick one of 3 VMs that are running Node with your Node code, whichever seems is going to be the fastest response. And that's the first way that you get high availability. If one of those Node images is busy, if that VM's busy, the load balancer will just pick one that's not busy.
Okay.
And if one of them, you have to take it offline or it goes down for some reason, there's 2 left to service the request. So in that way, at that VM level, there's always something available. So that's why you get high availability.
Got it.
Now, it's a mean stack, which means you're running Mongo. And what we do is we actually use MongoDB for you, but in Cosmos.
Gotcha.
And that means that if you're using this stack, then Azure is taking care of keeping Cosmos running for you. It's very high availability. It's very fast. And also all of your data is just snug and safe in the Cosmos ecosystem.
Absolutely.
So you don't have to worry about taking care of your data.
Perfect. So I have 3 Linux VMs running behind a load balancer, all storing their data inside Cosmos DB using the Mongo API.
Exactly.
So to me, it's the mean stack using all this information. Yeah. And it was interesting because you said I can take them offline, because now that I've deployed this and my base image needs to be updated or need to have some patches put on, what I could do is then take one offline. The other 2 are going to take the load, run whatever app installs I need to get my machine up to date, and then just put it back inside the cluster and run up in that.
Absolutely. A lot of people will do updates in that way. You can get a little fancier. You can use a tool like Spinnaker to make sure that the new VM is running properly, so it might give the new VM like a little bit of traffic and then make sure it's working and then move replace the next VM and then the
perfect.
Next VM. There's different ways of handling that. We support all of that.
Oh, so. Perfect. Okay, so let me see how it works.
Okay. So just as an aside, if your users want to check out our sample application to try it, they can just go to our GitHub repo.
Okay.
And they can see the application, but we also have some simple instructions there where if you have your own code, you can just make some very slight changes to it so your own code will actually run quite easily in it. So if you have your own code, then you can just move that into those VMs instead of our sample application.
Okay.
And let's go to the demo, I guess, so you can see, how it works. Okay. So first, this is the application already running. And I don't want to spend a lot of time boring you waiting for things to come up and that kind of thing. So I just have it running already.
Okay.
So this is a in classic Scott Guthrie style, a to-do application.
Yeah, it's a very sophisticated app.
And yeah, do a great, but you'll see how fast it is though. So I'm going to add a to-do item, and I'll show you that it's, you know, stored in the database by just doing a quick refresh. Yep. And you can see how fast the whole system
That's
is.
That's thanks to Cosmos DB in the back.
Yep, Cosmos. So here are the resource groups where the application's set up. And so we like to put the database in one resource group and the VMs with the code in other resource groups. It just makes it a little easier to manage. But I'm going to show you quickly how to set everything up.
Perfect.
So the first thing that you're going to want to do is set up a Cosmos DB, obviously. And so I'm going to click on the Cosmos DB tab over here on the left. And this will bring me to a page that shows my existing Cosmos DB, but it also has a button that I can use to add a new one.
Okay, perfect.
So I'm going to click the Add button, and that'll bring me to a form where I can tell it information that I need about my Cosmos DB. So I'll click Add. I just get a form here, and I need to name it. I need to give it a unique name.
Gotcha.
So I'll say my app database 2, and then I'm going to pick the API. And in case people don't know, Cosmos is actually pretty cool because it supports a lot of different APIs. So I'm just going to drop down here and pick the MongoDB API because I want a Mongo.
Yep.
And then I'm going to use my free trial subscription. People don't know, if you go to Azure and sign up, if you haven't signed up before, you get a free subscription. They give you $200 in credits.
Sure.
And so that's what I'm using. And so you can just try things and make sure it's what you want.
Perfect.
So that's what I'm using. And then, like I said, I like to put each database in its own resource group,
right,
just so it's easy for me to manage, bring up, bring down, delete, that kind of thing. Okay. So I would name this. I usually just name my resource groups after the name of the database that I care about.
Sure.
So if I was to click create right now, it would probably take about 2 or 3 minutes to set it up for me. But instead of doing that,
you already have one.
I'll just go to the one that's already set up.
Sure.
And the reason I'm going to go there is because I'm going to need a little information from here for setting up the Linux VMs that are going to be running the node code.
So they're going to need information on how do I connect to this instance so I can start utilizing it.
Okay. Exactly. I'll show you where to get that information.
Perfect.
But there's just a lot of information about your database here. So it's kind of cool that you can see how it's operating and stuff.
Where it's replicated and things like that.
Yeah, and there's settings that you can edit and change.
Okay.
But there's this one tab called connection string that I'm going to click on. I'm going to click on that because that's going to give me a whole bunch of information that I need to give my node code. And it's really well structured. So I'm going to click connection string, and you can see it has everything just ready for me to copy and paste over.
Okay.
So this is a really nice feature. So that connection string tab is very useful. Okay, so now I have my Cosmos DB set up. It's running Mongo for me. Now I just need to launch my node containers, or my node VMs.
Gotcha.
So I'm going to go to the marketplace for that. So here's the marketplace in Azure. So first thing I might want to do is just search for Bitnami. That makes sense, right? Except if I search for Bitnami, you can see we make so many applications. There's so many things in here. You might have a little trouble finding it.
Sure.
So I'm going to specialize that a little bit and just say Node.js to make it a little easier. And then here's our offerings around Node.js.
Gotcha.
And the one that I want to show is the high availability cluster.
Okay.
So I'm going to click on that. And that's going to bring me to a form. Well, first I have to click the create button because there's just some, you know, legalese and that kind of thing.
Sure.
So I'm going to hit create. And this is going to take me to a form that now I can fill in and just tell the VMs everything it needs to know, mostly to connect to the MongoDB that I have.
Okay.
So first I need to name it. I'll just stick with the my node name.
Sure.
That's fine for now. And then here's where I put in a link to my code. And we populate it with the link to our sample code.
Okay.
But you can just put in a link to your own Git repository.
And any public Git repository would work. So it doesn't have to be GitHub. It could be VSTS or Bitbucket or whatever I want.
Yeah, as long as you can Git pull it.
All right.
That's all it needs.
Perfect.
So now I just need to copy in that information. Because remember, I'm setting them up in different resource groups.
Sure.
So I just need to copy the information from one resource to another, one resource group to another. So I'll just do that real quick. So I'm going to get the host. Remember, this is my Cosmos DB that I already set up.
Right.
So this is just information that it needs, that my node code's going to need. So I gave it the host name, so that's going to know where to look for the Cosmos DB.
Okay.
And then I'm going to tell it what port to look on.
Okay. Then obviously some authentication information here.
Yep.
As well.
Just needs the user. And when you can set up your own password if you need to, but I like just use the password that Cosmos DB makes for me
because they're quite strong.
Yeah, exactly. No one's going to guess that.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to paste that in here and here.
Okay.
And don't worry, I'm going to take all this offline.
All right, so good. So no one go and try to attack your Cosmos DB.
No one's going to be doing Bitcoin mining.
By the time you watch this, there's going to be all these new to-do items in your database.
So there is one little other piece of information. I need to pass it some extra options that I just, for convenience sake, keep right here in this text buffer just to make this easy. So,
and what are we doing with this? What is this information telling us?
Well, it's mostly telling how to connect to the database. And one thing it's saying is to use SSL. So we want it to have a secure connection. We set all that up for you.
Okay.
But just when you connect to Mongo, it needs to know that.
Got it.
So now I need to tell it what database application to use. So the code assumes that it's got a database called ToDoApp.
Okay.
Your own code probably assumes other database names. So you can just supply that here. And now I can choose the number of nodes that I want to create.
Okay.
And look how many you can create. So yeah. So you can create up to 32 if you like, you know, if you're having, you know, Bing or something, you add a ton of load. But it's like that easy to cluster those VMs. And this is really useful if you're doing things like Jenkins or Cassandra, other things that you cluster. They're so hard to set up typically, but we take all that complexity away. And so if you want to set up a Jenkins master and however many slaves you want, that's super easy to do with our solutions.
Right, your templates basically just fill in the blanks and you do all the heavy lifting for me.
Exactly.
Got it.
Yeah. So super easy. Like I said, I like to create a new resource group for each one. So this would be my node, I guess I would call it.
Right.
Then if I hit OK, I would set a password and it would launch it. But I'm not going to do that just because we don't want to wait around for the VMs to spin up. So what I'm going to do is go back to my resource groups. Well, they can just go here.
And you can pull the cake out of the oven, essentially.
Exactly. I set this up last night. So I'll click on my app, which was the one that I made last night. And the reason I'm doing this is because after it spins up, I just need to find the IP address where I can reach it.
Okay.
So you can see in this resource group, we set up everything for the load balancer and the ingress and created an IP address for you. And so if you click on, this stands for My App Gateway IP. I'll click on that, and this is a resource that we set up for you automatically that has the IP address.
Got it.
So I'm just going to copy that.
And this is the IP address I would go to my domain name hosting and set up my DNS to point to.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, and we have documentation for all of that.
All right, perfect.
So, why don't we just go there just to make sure it's working. And so that's all it takes.
Gotcha. Like, and now I have a high availability node application that I could easily replace with my own code. Now, I saw that you set up a Git, but that's only used once. Is that correct? Or if I make a commit to that Git repository, is it all my code automatically going to show up in these images or not?
We don't automatically do that
in
case you didn't mean to set up a CI pipeline. If you're just pushing the trunk, you don't want it to suddenly show up in production. But it is set up so that it uses Git pull to bring the new code. If you want to do that, it's very easy to set up your
own. And another thing I could do then, obviously, is now that I have this infrastructure, is I could then set up Visual Studio Team Services or Jenkins or some other tool that will then watch my repository for commits and then actually be able to deploy it automatically to my new infrastructure.
Absolutely.
Got it. So that's how I could be able to go forward. Now, this is amazing because I've played with some of these, and even creating an ARM template isn't as easy as some of us wish it were at times. So it's really nice to know that to get high availability, I don't have to know anything about Docker. I don't have to know anything about ARM templates. I can go in here and choose a template from the marketplace that basically does all the heavy lifting for me.
Yep.
This is awesome. So where can people go and learn more about not only this images, but other images that you might have available for them?
I would send people to azure.bitnami.com.
Azure.bitnami.com, okay.
So this shows all the images that we make for Azure, well, all the VMs that we make for Azure. And you can see there's quite a long list of them. In fact, if you want, if a user wants to, they can actually launch them from here.
Awesome.
And you can see we have like applications and development stacks. And there's like, I don't know, maybe 150 of them here. You can also click Learn More, and we have a lot of really rich documentation on how to use them in Azure, best practices, how to set up CI/CD, how to upgrade the application after
great.
It's already running.
Perfect.
So,
and all these resources are available to them for free.
Absolutely for free.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you so much, Rick, for coming and showing this information. We're learning all about using Bitnami templates here on Azure Friday.